Is Trump at war with America? All the signs are that he is. Take one example. Over the weekend, Moody's, the credit rating agency, decided that they had to downgrade the quality of US national debt because they thought that Trump is literally undermining the credibility of the US economy. Let's look at another thing. Over the weekend, the Republicans pushed forward the bill that is before the House of Representatives at present in the US Congress, called the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which is supposed to supply the tax cuts that Donald Trump is demanding and the spending cuts that are supposed to help finance them. It's that bill that does perhaps most of all represent Trump's attack on America. Let's just think about what he's doing. He's offering tax cuts that are well in excess of $4 trillion, the benefit of which will almost entirely go to wealthy America. 3.6 trillion of those cuts are, in fact, the continuation of measures that he put in place in his first term as president, which are now due to be renewed. And he wants to renew them at enormous cost to the country, which it seems that credit rating agencies and others think it cannot afford to pay. The other tax cuts are relatively modest in comparison. There will be some benefits for some older people. There will be some benefits for some higher paid people, but who are nothing like in the billionaire category, who will get most of the benefits from most of the cuts that will be continued. But what is really going to be seen is something that is much more significant, and that is punitive tax measures. For example, the tax bill on American universities on the interest that they earn on their endowment funds is going to increase from 1.4% to 21%. And the only reason for that is the right-wing hatred of liberal education in the USA provided by universities like Harvard, right down to the local state university, if it has any funds invested in this way, all of whom are now subject to right-wing hatred because they quite rationally wish to include balanced discussion on what freedom might really represent in the USA, which the right-wing wish to close down. The net cost of this combined package is thought to be between $3.5 and $5.5 trillion. Most commentators think it's most definitely at the high end of that range. Trump is trying to give tax cuts that will not make America rich again, but will make the American rich even richer. But there's worse still to come, and that is in the cuts that this same bill is proposing to deliver for the Trump agenda. And there are relatively few measures in question, but each of them is deeply pernicious. The biggest and boldest and most aggressive and most offensive is cuts to Medicaid. Medicaid supports the health provision of 71 million people in the USA, including one quarter of all American children. Trump wants to cut the spending by $900 billion. And how is he going to do that? He's going to insist that those who get this benefit must be in work. In other words, if you're too sick to work, you're going to be denied this benefit. He also wants to deny this benefit to the children of undocumented parents. He wants to penalize those states who are trying to improve the package. He wants to basically reduce the support available to the poorest Americans so that they will suffer. And there's no other way to describe this. He is trying to impose suffering, and it is deliberate. There is quite literally implicit in this bill the idea that there are deserving and undeserving poor, and the undeserving poor are those who can't work, and they do not, as a consequence apparently, have the right to medical support. You could not be more callous than that. But there are other areas where this is seen as well. There is the SNAP program, which basically provides food stamps to those who are most vulnerable and poorest in the USA. This has been vital to programs to beat child poverty in that country. And guess what? Trump wants to cut it by at least $100 billion. This, again, is a direct assault on those who are poorest so that they might fund tax cuts for the rich. And the other really big programs that are going to be cut are clean energy measures, which of course are therefore going to make America very much less prepared for the future that we are all inevitably going to have to face. And there are cuts in student loan schemes. In particular, what Trump is trying to do is reduce the number of Pell grants in the USA. Now, a Pell grant is a grant that is provided to the poorer student to get them to the point where they can go to university. These students are absolutely on the margins of affordability when it comes to their capacity to pay to go to any university in the USA. And we're not talking about Harvard here. We're talking about the local state university. And these are the people who can only go if they can combine work with study. And the purpose of these grants is to deny loans to those students who get too few credits from their student activities a term, meaning that those who have to work hardest to get to university will be denied the additional funding that these grants normally provide to ensure that they can get the education they desire to advance themselves and get out of the situation that they find themselves in. Who's going to suffer most? Well, almost invariably, it will be minority groups in the USA. There will be massive repercussions for the black community. The Hispanic community will suffer as well. And so, of course, will anybody who is basically hard up in the States. This is a deliberate attack on minorities and the lower class in the USA, precisely the groups that did, in fact, vote for Trump. But they're going to be penalized enormously. These students are going to be denied the chance of economic mobility so that they might improve their position. You could, again, not find anything that is clearer indication of what the American far right want. They don't want to provide opportunity. They don't want to encourage competition from people who have ability but without the capital to afford to improve their situation, except by having access to federal loans. They want to keep those people in place. This package, which is probably going to give away tax cuts which might be worth more than $5 trillion to the very wealthiest in the USA, is going to impose cuts that will have a direct assault on the well-being of the poorest people in the USA at a saving to the federal government of approximately $1.6 trillion. The balance still leaves the US running a bigger deficit, as is glaringly obvious. There could be a deficit of $3 trillion in this program, which will increase US federal debt from $36 trillion as it is now to $39 trillion as it will become. There is then nothing Republican about this. They are actually printing money to fund their tax cuts for the wealthy and are subsidizing those tax cuts for the wealthy by imposing cuts on the poorest. This is an assault on America. It's an assault on its economy because it is denying that economy with the funds it needs to keep going. It's an assault on the American poor, because they are being denied the opportunity to access healthcare and education, both of which are fundamental to their progress. It's an assault on the investment that is required in the US economy to make sure that it can advance in a world where climate change is very real. And yet, there's going to be cuts in that area. And simultaneously, the wealthiest in America will get wealthier, which does nothing whatsoever for the US economy at all, as has been shown time and again. When the wealthy get wealthier, they do not invest in productive capacity in an economy. They do buy land. They do inflate its value. They do buy stocks and shares and inflate their value. But they don't actually create value in the economy at all. Wealth never trickles down. In other words, this program is not about making America great again, nor is it about making America wealthier again. Nor is it about putting America to work. This program is about making a few in America notionally very much richer, whilst punishing everybody else for having the basic temerity to exist. Trump is declaring war on most people in the USA, in other words. It's there in black and white. This big, beautiful act is actually an assault on the people of the USA. And they ought to realize that. and they ought to rise up against it. And everybody in every other country where the right wing are becoming very powerful and are threatening the status quo should also realize that whatever the faults in that status quo, and there are many, let's be clear, we're not excusing the status quo here, but whatever the faults in that status quo might be, the answer to the question that it poses with regard to its replacement is not to be found on the far right. The far right is only offering programs that will enrich a few, will impoverish the majority, and will undoubtedly make us all worse off. This is a program of hate. Trump hates America. Trump is showing that with this bill. And at some point, this is going to rebound horribly on the whole of the USA, and who knows what will happen then.